When you look at the last 10 years, I mean, we've seen a major increase of in terms of needs. But of course, I mean, it reflects as well an increase in terms of mobilization of the resources that we need to do. And it's been something that actually the World Humanitarian Summit is going to look at and how we can address that particular increase. I think, indeed, I mean, we should certainly think about mobilizing more, but the intention of the World Humanitarian Summit is also looking at mobilizing better and then using in a better way the resources that we have to mobilize. But when we look at, and it's been recently actually released in Geneva, the global humanitarian appeal for 2016, and then when you look at it's an envelope around, you know, $18 to $20 billion, I mean, you can see, you know, that it is tremendous the amount of money that we need to mobilize and the resources that needs to be allocated to provide the response.
Are there concerns about donor fatigue or people tuning out the fact that there are so many things happening in the world that we need to pay attention to right now?
I think it needs to be addressed correctly. Through the consultations that we had in different regions for the World Humanitarian Summit, I think what is very important to look at is new ways to deliver, building on the recommendations that we have received, building on the great work that has been done, not only from the donors, but also some major institutions, you know, the World Bank and other development banks, partners involved in other ways to deliver. There is a great interest to invest better in resilience. We need to find the best way of addressing the needs, but also rethinking a certain framework when resources will be used appropriately. We'll do more in terms of preparedness. We do more in terms of the analysis and also the longer term thinking. We can't mobilize the funds for short-term profit, benefit. It needs to be well thought that people have been actually in displaced by whatever crisis, I mean, natural disasters or conflict, need to have a future. And so this mobilization of the funding needs to also to look at beyond the immediate response of the emergency. So donor fatigue, I would not necessarily use this term, but actually donors' interest to find new ways of looking at the mobilization of resources and the way we use those resources.